And we're back. That was some great music. I love that tune.
That's my favorite tune.
Is it?
Yeah. Cool. Actually, no. Second after Yakety Sax. That's a pretty good one.
Well, that's debatable.
Let's put Yakety Sax in there.
Party in the CIA by Weird Al. That's a good song. You've never heard? You should go listen to Party in the CIA.
So random.
Party in the CIA?
Yakety Sax isn't random?
No, that's a standard. Anyway, so
rock the Casbah.
So you were, the game you're playing through right now is Metroid Other M.
I just got done playing the hard mode, but
how was that?
Well, Metroid Other M got a lot of flack whenever it came out, a ridiculous amount. Even though,
correct me if I'm wrong, that's the one by Team Ninja, right?
Yeah, that's the Team Ninja one.
The one they put a voice to the Samus.
The only major problem that I found with the game was the fact that they gave Samus a voice. Like, the game is actually a lot better if you just skip all of the cutscenes. Seriously, it's a better game.
Horrible.
And as a Metroid game, it's excellent. It's not on the same level as, like, Super Metroid, but it is a very, very good Metroid game. And a lot of people jump past the fact that it's a really good game built as a Metroid game, and they just talk about how bad Samus's voice actress is.
Is this like a 2D, well, I mean 3D, but it's like a side-scrolling platformer,
yeah,
or is it?
It's a isometric, well, not isometric. It's like it's vaguely 2D, but you can also run in and out of
2.5D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Can,
it's kind of like
there's depth
Little Big
to
Planet,
it,
but it's kind of
almost.
In a way, doesn't the camera change?
The camera can twist and change and
okay.
It's like playing a Resident Evil game, but you don't have to wait for the camera to switch. The camera is much more fluid.
You don't actually have any control over where the camera is.
Yeah,
but you can run around in a 3D environment.
Yeah, it's the camera follows you around through corridors and in open areas. It's not abruptly, hey, we're down this corridor now, or we're over here.
Yeah,
it follows you around like a God of War game. Is that better analogy?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. So it's more of like a cinematic camera.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. But it worked very, very well as a Metroid game. And seriously, all of the reviews, they just talked about how bad the story was because the story was really bad, and how bad all the voice actors were because they were really bad. And I don't know if I can't think of any other games where the story was that bad that if you just skip all of the cutscenes, it's a better game experience.
Robot Alchemy Egg Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that game was,
I don't know. That one's so bad, it's good again.
That's the one where you use, like, you play giant robots and you use the two sticks to control each arm.
One stick on
the,
each arm.
It was on the PS2.
Yeah,
I remember playing
L and R
game.
Buttons or the legs. Yeah,
yeah, and like there's like a giant blue one that shoots his hand. And I remember that game. That game was awesome.
The story of that game is so ridiculous and like makes no sense. Like that girl that like you accidentally destroy her grandma's house at one point, and then she's like, I'm an orphan now. And you're like this billionaire who runs this company, and you're just like, okay, live on the street. See you later.
That's what's amazing about it, though.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. How much game is left if you skip all the cutscenes? Because it's a very modern thing that there's not much game left after you strip out cutscenes in a lot of games like
Metal Gear, yeah.
It was about the normal length of a Metroid. It was about 11 hours whenever I went through on normal getting 100%, and that's how long it took me to do Metroid Prime 3 and Metroid Prime 1 whenever I used a guide after I beat Metroid Prime 1 to go back and get 100%.
I so want to play the trilogy. Like, I've played 1, and I'm so sad I didn't pick up that Prime Collector's Edition for the Wii.
Yeah, it's
so sad.
It's pricey now, but that's another talk for another day. But the actual gameplay, if you do take out the cutscenes, is a normal Metroid game. If you do, like, speedrun it and go through in a hard mode, the way that they pull off hard mode's kind of cheap. They basically say you can't pick up any of the power-ups in the game, so you only have one energy tank and 5 missiles.
Ooh.
The whole game. And it's tough.
Sounds like Team Ninja.
Yeah, but well, yeah, they didn't actually increase the difficulty of any of the enemies, as far as I'm aware. They basically just make it so that you can't pick up any of the power-ups.
They just gimped you.
Is there a ninja dog?
No.
Mode? No?
There is, no, there's not any extra modes apart from hard mode, and that's
kind of, you know what ninja dog is, right?
No.
When you fail so many times in a Tame Ninja game, they give you an easier difficulty setting. It's like below very easy.
Oh.
Like when you play Ninja Gaiden or Ninja Gaiden 2 on the 360 and you're playing on normal, if you die so many times, when the game over screen pops up and it's like you've unlocked Ninja Dog mode, it's a, if you're having difficulty, try this mode instead. And it's lower than low. But then again, Ninja Gaiden has always been historically difficult. Like that's the...
Yeah.
It's the European extreme of ninja games.
The only Ninja Gaiden I've ever played is 2 for the Nintendo. And I've only gotten to like level 3, 2 or something like that. And it's just... It's too much. I don't know. Games have just gotten progressively easier, but that's another talk for another day, I guess.
Would you say that Other M is closer to the spirit of Super Metroid or the Prime games?
It's a lot closer to Super Metroid, if anything.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was their intention with making Other M, was just to get back to that vibe, because really what it is it's like a prequel to
It's a sequel to Super Metroid.
Yeah,
it picks up basically right where Super Metroid leaves off.
So it's the latest in the. It's the last in the timeline, right?
No, Prime is the last.
Fusion. Fusion was the last in the timeline. Okay. Prime is one of the first ones. The timeline for Metroid is hilarious.
I don't know what's going on.
the chronology of that game.
You know what? We need
retarded.
To put on the docket on the docket for another day. I've always had a debate with people who play Zelda. When Link goes back in time. In Ocarina of Time?
No, you can't open that box.
we'll
discuss this
another
day. The world that was ceases to exist. I don't care what anyone says. There are not two timelines. There's one timeline. The future ceases to exist. Okay?
I don't like the
back
notion.
Back to Metroid. Nope.
I don't like the notion that the overhead games mean that Link is a tiny boy. It's just a different perspective. Like the original Legend of Zelda, it's like, oh, he must be short and squat because he looks that way. No, it's just a weird.
It's just a MySpace picture.
Three-quarter angle. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. Anyway, Metroid.
Well, the concept of the game is to give a little bit more backstory and flesh out Samus' characters.
Flesh out her, too much, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is the voice actress that they picked is so lifeless and robotic. She just. Any time that anything happens, the way she reacts like this.
Maybe
she
she's a cold, heartless bounty hunter.
It's not even like cold and heartless, like BA dude kind of voice. It's like she just sounds stunted.
It sounds like they
on sedatives.
Tried to have her imitate the Super Metroid voiceover in the beginning. The galaxy is at peace. The last Metroid is in captivity.
Except that wasn't even supposed to be her voice.
I know, that was a dude's voice. But if you didn't know that, you might think that, oh, that's Samus talking.
It's a possibility, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But, no. There was actually a long time ago, Nintendo released an official, 12-page manga comic book explaining how Samus became an orphan and how Ridley murdered her parents. Or something.
So she's Batman?
Basically, yeah.
Or at least the Joker.
Hero's journey.
Except for...
here we go again. That's great.
She was adopted by the Chozo, the ancient bird creatures, and they gave her the power suit and all that stuff. But for some reason, Metroid Other M decided that they needed to kind of skip over that story, and they just needed to talk about her experience in the military, which nobody really cared about and nobody really knew about. So they basically just invented their own story that has no leverage on anything else in the future.
So she's Captain America.
She has to have had like a Chozo blood infusion, because the things she does in
what?
That suit what? Is just humanly impossible.
Yeah. It is what? The possibilities of the suit, though.
Does Sam Houston exist in this timeline?
Like the guy that helps free Texas?
back in the day, Nintendo Power used to run comics.
Are we referencing a Sega CDI game?
Serial comics. and one of them for like a year was this Metroid story, and there was this guy in a blue power suit and a red beard, and his name was Sam Houston, and like he and Samus were both bounty hunters and apparently knew each other from back in the day. And does he exist anymore, or
did they
was that just
do
a
it?
One-time
I don't
thing?
Think they've ever.
It was for 12-year-olds. I don't think.
I think
doing
Fox
it was...
would have covered it if they did.
I have seen an image of this character, but that's only because I was looking on like the Metroid Wiki or something, and I don't think he's ever been in any of the games.
Because what you were saying seems to imply that Samus' power suit is unique in the universe.
It's not unique, but it is. It's used. It was created by the Chozo, so it's not necessarily unique, but very few people use it.
Huh.
And I think Sam Houston is one of them because he had a blue one, I think you said. But
so he is in a game somewhere?
I don't think he's in any of them.
He should be a playable character. I would totally be him.
He was like a big, huge, burly dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The thing about Metroid is the tone is always, you know, kind of
weird.
Solemn and
if Samus's shoulders get really fracking huge when she's in that suit, and you've got a big burly dude in one of those suits, like he will be nothing but shoulder.
You're approaching Blizzard's concept on shoulders.
All right, I got to derail for just a second here.
Yeah.
Is anyone else in here aware of the rules of the internet?
Where you can't talk about them?
No.
Or think about them. Well,
particularly Rule 34, which apparently Remington doesn't know what that
rules.
Is.
Oh, I know about Rule 34.
I don't know what Rule 34 is.
Interesting.
You're a loner.
Unless it's the one I'm thinking about. But
if
that's
it exists, there is porn of it.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
That's the only one I know, though, I think. I don't think I could name another.
Is that Rule 34?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a sad, sad man.
What are you talking about? Everybody knows that.
What's
one.
What's the number one rule of the internet?
I don't know.
That's
the
what
only
I would
one I know is 34.
Because that should be the number one rule of the internet.
If the powers that be actually put their weight behind it and looked for it to create a quality revival of the genre, would you want to see the Metroidvania-style game come back?
Well, it is kind of. I mean, you got games like Shadow Complex that was released on Xbox Live Arcade a couple years back. That game was basically a Metroid game.
Terraria in that category too.
Terraria is kind of the new generation of that.
Yeah.
I haven't actually played it, but I have seen my roommate play it, and I can see the similarities with the exploration, collecting items, that kind of thing.
But man, like Super Metroid, that is like one of the best games I've ever played, and I really hate and
it's
like Fusion too, like the handheld ones.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Super Metroid, best game ever.
I'll be honest with you. My Wii is literally a virtual console machine, and I've bought Super Metroid, and I've not played it yet.
Sad day.
Like at all? Ever?
Sad day.
I've never played Super Metroid. I've started the game up.
Okay.
I've done the first scene, but I have not escaped the self-destruction sequence
what?
Yet.
That's like
you haven't even started
3 minutes in the
that's
game.
I know, it's 3 minutes in the game.
Do they even show you the title before then?
the self-destruction sequence is part of the title.
Yeah, okay.
You seriously need to set aside a long weekend
to let
yourself
like
play this game.
I'm sorry, whenever I sit down to play my Wii, I end up playing Dr. Mario against some Japanese mom who goes, "Nice game!" every time. Okay.
So you start up Super Metroid, and then at some point before the title screen, you decide, "Oh, I'd rather play Dr. Mario against the Japanese mom." Exit out.
Yes. Or I'd rather play My Life as a King. Or
this explosion
Super Mario.
And gun arm are just not doing it for me.
No, not doing it for
but
me.
But seriously, like a lot of games don't age well, and I go back to them. I'm like, "This was the best game ever," and then I'm like, "How did I ever play this?" But Super Metroid, not one of them.
Well, I got a fear that, like, I've seen bits and pieces of people playing it or people talking about it. I visit a website that, like, they love Super Metroid there. And I just...
ScrewAttack.com.
Yeah, ScrewAttack. And then I just get it. I have an overwhelming pulsion whenever I play games to find everything. Like, my girlfriend hates me when I play SOTOR with her because I explore everything. I'm going around every building, looking around every rock.
I think that means you will especially love Metroid.
Yeah, but I'm afraid I'm going to go off the deep end. Like, I got to get 100%. And then when I get 100%, I got to do it in 3 hours without dying. And it's going to go bad. And I don't want to be that person.
That's why you set aside a long weekend. Seriously, like, turn off your phone. Don't check email.
I've been meaning to do a long weekend.
Don't invite anybody over.
I bought Dead Space 1 and 2, And I've been meaning to play it like one in the morning when it's actually dark.
No, Super Metroid. But first,
I gotta beat Sonic 3 and Knuckles with get all the emeralds. Tails what? Only.
Tails only. Okay. That's the easy way to
do it.
No,
it is not.
Yes, it is. Tails can fly over everything. The hard way to do it is with Sonic only.
No, the easiest way to beat Sonic 3 is Knuckles only because he has all these little shortcuts that just completely negate half the game. That's denied, sir. All
right. Well,
take
whatever.
Your rolls and get out of here.
Tails is still definitely easier than beating the game with only Sonic.
Well, I didn't realize until I was playing it over the summer, you know, 10 years after I originally owned the game, that during the carnival carnival zone, you know the red swirling cylinders?
Yeah.
I got to the point where you go past a checkpoint and a door shuts, and then it's just you in this room, and then you have to use the cylinder to get down to the next area of the game. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I didn't know that you can move that cylinder just by holding up or down, like when I originally played the game when I was 10. So I had no idea how to get past that. I glitched the way I beat Sonic originally is I glitched through the wall and fell through the floor and got through that cylinder.
How did, like, just found a glitch? Or
I was, the way I thought you do it is that you jump up and down, because when you jump,
one of them you can, because there's a way up out of it.
Yeah. Well, you go up and then it goes to like a coin box or something, a ring box. But I was doing that and somehow I wedged myself between the cylinder and the wall and I was just like, and I fell through the wall. And then that's how it was with Sonic and Tails, but when I went back to just playing by Sonic himself, that's when I was like, I don't know how to get through this, and I can't do that glitch again.
Did you guys ever get stuck right above the green tube in the water levels in the original Mario Brothers? Like, right before you left the water area?
Oh, like, because couldn't you get it so that you were, like, the screen was all the way over right above the tube? And then you can't get past the tube to exit the level, right?
Yeah, like somehow. Wait, I'm not sure what you're trying to describe. Well, the way that I got stuck was like I was trying to I was like swimming towards the tube, and like I missed a little bit. I like went a little too high.
Yeah.
And there was like a little space that Mario didn't quite fit in right above it, and he just like somehow slipped in there and was just like permanently just attached to the wall.
That reminds me of. I saw the most recent speedrun of the game with like 4 minutes and 56 seconds or something.
Oh, they do such retarded stuff.
There's you can actually wall jump in Mario, apparently. If you hit the fourth pixel down from any given block below a pipe, you can wall jump off of it.
You didn't know that?
No.
I thought it was like a standard move.
You guys know the only level that you can jump over the pipe, over the flagpole in?
You can do it in 1-1. I know you can do it then. It requires doing tricky stuff with the turtles, but
legitimately running off the platform without any trickery, there is one level that you can jump the flagpole.
Isn't it three?
I've done that.
I think it's 3-3 or is it 3-1? It might be 3-3.
It's the one where it's just a pillar, not stairs.
It has the balance. Platforms.
You
put the one on the left all the way down, and then you hop to the right one, and before it starts get moving, you sprint Mario over the top of the flagpole.
It's and just like an endless brick
wall. You go past the castle. It is 3-3 because I remember the castle in the background. You go, and then it's just that brick wall infinitely until you run out of time. So you can jump the flagpole in Super Mario Brothers.
It's like you broke the world.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Divided by
you zero. Really want to have your mind blown? The ghost's eyes in Pac-Man, look where they're going to turn next.
Whoa.
No.
That's strategy, my friend.
Unless you're playing Pac-Man Versus, because there's no telling where those guys are going to go.
I've never actually played.
I want to play Pac-Man Versus.
I own a copy of it and the ability to play it, actually.
Do you have the three cables?
You only need one cable. You only need one cable and one GBA.
But you can play up to 3 GBAs, can't you?
No. The way that it worked was you had 3 normal GameCube controllers and then one Game Boy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
GameCube.
And then the Pac-Man player plays on the Game Boy.
Correct.
Okay.
And then on the TV screen, the ghosts get like a little tiny circular area that they can view, and then they can get a power-up that lets them see a little bit more for like 15 seconds, and then it just shrinks back down to normal. Like, that's probably one of the best party games ever.
I remember when they were demoing all this awesome crap that you could do with the Game Boy's
Chronicles.
Yeah, I own Crystal Chronicles.
And then no developer did anything with it. It was like four games.
That's
because
that's expensive.
That is the legacy of Nintendo.
Yeah.
They make all this cool stuff.
Virtual Boy.
The Virtual Boy, the Wii.
The Wii Vitality Sensor. Remember that one?
Cool.
This, the Wii Fit Board.
Have you put that on your face?
He owns one.
He owns two.
Why?
Because someday I will link them with a homemade link cable and play no games because they didn't support
it. Well, I'll play with you.